This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
I think he's obviously a national treasure. You know, he made us laugh. He was brilliant. He was a great man. So, and the fact his relationship with the Queen was lovely to see. So, yeah, I think he's really important to the public.
Londoners react to the passing of a prince.
I think it will be his commitment to public duty. He's been through a vast amount of different experiences and events in his lifetime. And I think, you know, that British attitude of getting on with it is something that will be remembered.
Prince Philip will be laid to rest with all the honors due a prince of the United Kingdom and a consort to Queen Elizabeth II. But the coronavirus pandemic means it will be a more low-key affair than has marked many royal deaths. The pandemic has required changes to the well-prepared plans for Philip's passing. Philip's body will not lie in state, and he will not have a state funeral in keeping with his wishes. His funeral will be held in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, west of London, and is likely to be attended by close family. Anti-coup protesters in southern Myanmar gathered to burn Russian and Chinese flags, who they believe are backing the military coup that has already killed over 600 people. Analysts say Russia is in fact increasing arms sales to Myanmar's military and steadfastly standing by Myanmar's coup leader, General Min Aung Hlaing, an alliance they say will further Moscow's foreign policy ambitions across Southeast Asia. Leaders of at least 10 of the ethnic rebel groups have declared their support for the country's anti-coup movement. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch has condemned Myanmar's junta on Saturday for sentencing 19 people to die in the first known use of the death penalty since the military seized power. This is VOA.